From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than expected in the final quarter of last year. The government reports a 5.7% annual growth rate. NPR's John Itzde says there are some positive signs ahead, though it's unclear whether the growth rate will be sustained.
Economists had expected a slower rebound at an annual rate of about 4.5% in the final 3 months of last year. The biggest contributor to the stronger growth was the effort by businesses to rebuild depleted inventories. During the recession, many businesses sold off what they had in their warehouses instead of ordering more goods. A growth spurt from replenishing inventories is expected after a recession, but doesn't necessarily lead to a self-sustaining recovery. That requires a return in consumer demand. There was some good news on that front, too, in the report. Consumer spending grew at a 2% annual rate in the fourth quarter, and that's better than analysts had expected. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama will announce a new jobs and small business initiative to a gathering of House Republicans today. Here's NPR's Andrea Seabrook.
The president is hoping to get more support from Republicans this year, and his new jobs proposal is aimed squarely at that. It would give small businesses a $5,000 tax credit for each new employee they hire, and it encourages employers to give workers more hours and higher wages by keeping payroll taxes lower. The administration hopes it will entice small businesses into hiring more people faster. President Obama mentioned this plan in his State of the Union address Wednesday night, and it got a vigorous standing ovation from both parties. Today, he gives more details to the House Republicans and will ask for their support. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair faced tough questions today from skeptics at a government investigation into how Britain became involved in the Iraq War. The war has been extremely unpopular in Britain. Blair's critics say too many decisions were made behind closed doors and that the justification for war was shaky. Blair said the 9/11 attacks, which were unrelated to Iraq, changed his perception of everything. He said he wanted to reduce the threat of weapons of mass destruction.
The primary consideration for me was to send an absolutely powerful, clear, and unremitting message that after September the 11th, if you were a regime engaged in WMD, you had to stop.
The Bush administration justified the Iraq war, saying Iraq had WMDs, but intelligence was shown to be faulty and no WMDs were found during a search before the 2003 invasion or after it. Stocks are up this morning in early trading after a report on the nation's economic growth rate, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 74 points. This is NPR News. Another Japanese car maker, Honda, is starting a recall. Honda says a problem with power window switches could cause fires in its compact Fit, built through the model year 2008. A fire in a car in South Africa resulted in the death of a child. Toyota is recalling millions of cars to fix an accelerator problem. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports a possible motive is coming into focus in what some Democrats have dubbed the Louisiana Watergate. Four conservative activists are accused of tampering with telephones in Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu's New Orleans office.
A lawyer for one of the suspects says the four young men were trying to embarrass the Democratic senator over allegations her staff ignored critical phone calls. Attorney J. Garrison Jordan says they wanted video footage from Landrieu's district office, not to disable or wiretap phone lines. The four are charged with entering federal property under false pretenses with the intent of committing a felony. Authorities say one of the men was in Landrieu's office recording on his cell phone when two others came in posing as telephone repairmen. The fourth suspect allegedly monitored outside from a car with a listening device. Jordan represents Robert Flanagan, the son of an acting U.S. attorney, also charged as James O'Keefe, who posed as a pimp in a hidden video targeting the community organizing group ACORN. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The new politically conservative president of Honduras says his country is bankrupt and will need international aid. Honduras was isolated after a coup that unseated Manuel Zelaya. The new finance minister of Honduras says the interim Honduran president's administration left office with very little money on hand. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.